Yeah. I was just mentioning two points of him. The Ramban also has a very similar idea to the Ran, and he says also it's you say it's ka'afar shein roi lachila. I guess also doesn't have any hana, right? That's what you asked me. And he says it's based on the idea that it's not really in your rishus. Kevin shelo hikbi the Torah ela shelo yechamet shelo rishuso v'isuri hana ein amam v'lo karina be'ilcha. So really shouldn't be over at all. That's what we were saying yesterday. That really, it's a problem. How can you be over by your Rabbi Yimotze? Since it's also about Noah, it's not yours. So how can you be over? Elish HaTorah Asasa Ki'ilu Hu Vershu So Lav Or Lav V'Shnei Lav V'Mnesha Daito Olav Who wrote to B'Kiyumo. That's why you're over. You're not over because of the mominous aspect. You're over because your Koveya a certain shame of utility for you. That which only the Baal can do. Lefikach zeshe hiskima daito. So what's the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is to be maskim daito l'dais l'das Torah. That's the din. The din is you have to be maskim your das to the das Torah. So this is the real das Torah. So v'yotzu levatlo shlo yebo din mamon. Ela shehei motze mirushusa legamri. Yeah. In other words, he's not going to have any din. Yeah, what does it mean? V'yotzu levatlo, shlo yebo din mamon. He means to say that what? What does he mean by that? Shlo yebo din mamon.
You can't say that it's the actual ownership.
It doesn't mean the actual ownership. It means the din mamon. It means the utility of the thing. That's what you have to learn. Because then he says, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds the hefker won't work, so since because of the isser that's coming, he's completely eno makvid, then there's no gezel on the thing. That's enough. The main thing is to relinquish all of your rights of bailus over the thing. To not be machnes the cheftza that you own, bitoras, to not be machnes it into yantif, into mishay shos l'mayla, as an object of your mamonus, of your use. So even if you can't, you only need to relate to it as a completely anal makbid, that you have no, that you're not preserving any rights of your ownership. That's like the sofet einam. It's not necessarily true hefker over there. Anyone can take it because you're an anal makbid. So you have to be like that. Like you don't care about its existence. So there's no gezel. Not necessarily that it's not yours, but there's no gezel because it's not connected to the bailus. Because the Baalus is not, the Baal is not insisting on any of his rights. Yeah. But here it's more, it's even for himself. Even for himself, he doesn't want it. Yeah. And the Minchas Chinuch mentions that if chametz was asur ba'anah from before Yantif, you don't have to do bittul. Because since isur ba'anah really is not yours, then you can't be meiniach it. You can't define it. There's no way for you to. The only way that you're over and by your Rabbi Yimotze is because it is yours, and now you have a right to define it. And now you're leaving it there is being machnesed as an entity, as a chefza of tashmish. But if it was also brought no beforehand, you don't have to do bittul at all. He also has an interesting case. The Ran also mentions that if there's a mapolas on chametz yadua, you don't have to do bittul. Because it's out of your apparently, because it's completely out of your control. It's out of your tashmish. It's not part of your entities of tashmish. Even if it's chametz yadua. This is Rashi Shita. The Ran mentions it. And it also seems from Rashi that if you have stam chametz that you know about, but like in another country or something, and you're not going to go there on Pesach, you also don't have to do bittul. Says like my polis. Ron says like my polis. It says chomesh shenafal. Yeah, the Ron says chomesh shenafal of my polis. Already who can mevuar. That's what the Gemara says. And Rav Chista says you need to do bittul. So he says ikemad the pirish the libo. I'm sorry. He says v'chimat zrichin bittul hani mili midrabanan avo midaraisa kiven shenafal alav my polis ain't over alav. Midaraisa, if the mapolas falls on the chametz, even though you know it's there, It's possible to dig it up, but right now it's considered mavua. What do you mean it's mavua? Why is that considered mavua? It's there. It still exists. Because it's mavua, because it's not considered that you're not relating to it like an entity of Tashmish. Since there's a mapolis on it, it's under rubble, you don't have that relationship with it. That's like a type of thing that you own. Technically you could say it's owned, but it has no expression of bilis over it. So when Yontif comes in, you don't need to do bittel, because that's what bittel is, really. Bittel is not removing the actual ownership, but removing all of the expressions of the relationship of the ownership. So this is a mapolis is the same thing. You don't need to do bittel. Right. Yeah, so he says, so maybe you'll say there's only bittel bin Torah. How do you know there's bedika and biur? Right? Bedika and biur go together. To him. How do you know there's bedika and biur? So he says, because they argue on what biur is. They argue what biur is. And they say that that is part of the mashmos of Tashbisu. Because that's what Rabbi Akiva proves. How do you know that you do biur on Yudalad and not on Tesvav? Right? The pasuk says, Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu. So Bayom HaRishon, plain pshat, means Tesvav. So he says, but it can't be. Because Tashbisu is biur. Tashbisu is Sreifa, and that would be Nav Malacha. So you see that Rabbi Akiva is learning Tashbisu does mean means biur midaraisa, right? The only thing is that's biur. How do you know about bedika? Right? That's just the biur. How do you know bedika?
Don't think that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just biur. No, you have biur on chametz yidua. Maybe that's just chametz yidua. You have to destroy. How do you know that there's a mitzvah of bedika? But he seems told once he finds that there's a mitzvah of biur, he's convinced there has to also be a bedika. Yeah, but the reason is because he's saying that means to say that what? That Tashbisu is the way to not be over on Bayira Bayimatze. Right? So if the Torah is telling you, if you're going to say Pshat, Tashbisu means destroying the Chametz, right? So then that means that if you do that, then you're not going to be over by Rabbi Yamatze. Right? But what about the Chametz in the other places? What about the Chametz you don't know about? That's in the other places. Now, is he saying that what? I think he's just trying to say like this. He's trying to say there must be that aside for Bittel, there's another way to not be over in Ba'ira Ba'yamatze. There must be another way to not be over in Ba'ira Ba'yamatze. Through Bior. Because if you're going to learn that that Tashbisu means Bior, then that means that without Bittel, you're not going to be over in Ba'ira Ba'yamatze. Right? No? There must be, he's just trying to show you, there must be, biur must be part of another way of not being over by Rabbi Yamatze. And he's saying that that's what bedika is for. Because since you're going to say Tashbisu, right, because since Tashbisu is definitely to prevent you from being over by Rabbi Yamatze, and Tashbisu means destroying it, so you see that there's not just bittel to prevent Bayi Rav Yamatzei, there must be also biur to prevent Bayi Rav Yamatzei. Elakachu, he's just trying to prove that there's another method other than bittel for not being over Bayi Rav Yamatzei. Right? And now he's going to try to explain how it works out. Okay, so he says, so there's two ways to do it. There's two ways. When the Torah says Tashbisu, you can be Mekayim Tashbisu in two ways, right? In one of two ways. Either by being Mevatel all the Chametz in your Rishus and removing it in your Das, with your thoughts, removing it from your Rishus, meaning to say that you have no benefit out of it. You don't consider it part of your Kinyanim, you don't consider it part of your property. That's good midaraisa, even on Chametz Yadua. Or, if you're not mevatlet belibo, tzarach min haTorah sheyivdok acharav b'chol makom shehu rogil lihimotze sham v'yivareno min haolam. Yeah. That what? What's the second way? What's the second way? To check after it in any place where it's commonly found and destroy it. And on that biur, they argue. That's the biur that they're arguing about. Yes, now we come back to the question we asked in the beginning, right? Does that mean to say that what? That you're not going to be over on the chametz? I mean, he's saying what? He's just saying a simple thing. You don't want to be over on bayir or bayir matzei. Either get rid of it in your machshava, or physically get rid of it. Because you can't be over on that which you got rid of? Is that what he's saying? Can't be over on that which you got rid of. I mean, if it's just a question, the problem is if it's a question of not being, no, it's a question that you're asking. Let's say you have chametz. Are we talking about chametz that that's yadua? The bedika is for chametz she'ena yadua, right? That's what the bedika is on. The bedika, you're really searching for chametz that you don't know about, right? So if you're going to be over by Yerubah, Yimotzeh, and chametz that you don't know about, correct? So you should have an obligation to search for it anywhere where it possibly could be. Why is it only on Mokom that it's Rogiel Lihimotze Sham? In other words, now it's just be Stama Suffolk. You're not going to be over by Rabbi Yimotze on Chametz Sheini Yadua, it would seem, according to him. Right? Just because it's part of your Rishus. You're going to be over. Right? So either you remove it with your machshava, and now you say I have no chametz in my rishus, or you really remove it physically and destroy it, correct? But if you're going to take the second way, then it would seem you should have to go to search your entire rishus. Maybe a chol to drag something in. I mean, maybe you forgot. It was a freak accident. Whatever. It's a suffix of the raisa. Why are you only obligated on the makom that it's regularly motzei sham? Either you can do it the safe way or the practical way. But if you're doing the practical way, you seem you should have to go after every possibility. So why is it only restricted to the makom that is regularly motzei sham? Now, the Ran is definitely worried about chametz sheni yadua, because he holds the chiddush that bittul works on chametz yadua. That's in the first paragraph. Right? He says, Umahani afilu l'chametz yadua. In the first paragraph, in the Mahu. So he's definitely worried about the chametz she'eni yadua. So he holds, it does seem you're going to be over on chametz she'eni yadua. Correct? But which chametz she'eni yadua? So if it's on chametz she'eni yadua, so it should extend to anywhere that it is. Even if it's in a place that I never normally bring chametz into. Right? So if that's the case, I should have to search after it in any way that it possibly could be, not just in places that it's rugel, right? Right. So that's what he's saying. That's how Rashi learns that. So you see that Rashi is correct in saying that bedika is that you're not over by Rabbi Yimatze. That's if you didn't do bittul. There is a real bedika midaraisa. Bedika is really an entity midaraisa of preventing bayir or bayir matzah. If you didn't do bittul, you're off the hook. You don't have to do anything else. Right. So that's why. So why do you need both? So why do they do bittul after bedika? I'm sorry. Why do they do bedika even though you can do bittul? Right. Because sounds like you're saying bittul is more primary, right? That's what you're right. It sounds like you're saying bittul is the preferable way. It's a good question. But they insist on doing bedika too because bittul is really it's a varm shabalei practically. It's just it's the attitude the person has towards it. So people are stingy and greedy and they don't really want to give things up, right? That's apparently why he's saying it's a bigger chiddush on chametz yadua. But right? You might think if you know about it, you have to actually be marachik it. You don't. You just have to be neutral about it. Therefore they were worried that people are not going to do a wholehearted bittul. So they insisted on practically getting rid of it, so that you don't have the chashash of bittul. So they instituted, basically, they said not to do bittul. Essentially, they're saying not to do bittul. Don't rely on bittul is what they're saying, right? Don't rely on bittul because bittul has a problem that it's dependent on yudas. Not everybody, and they're worried that people are going to be look at it just ceremoniously and not really have the conviction in their heart that it's a kafir. So they got rid of bittul. They got rid of bediga. They insisted on bediga. Right, or because of chashash of achila. Okay, good. And he wants to say that that's the town of the Mishnah. No, now he's really justifying Rashi. Because Rashi was on the Mishnah. So it's possible to say that the town of that Mishnah really held all you need is bedika. Okay, so now he says like this. Now what about the case? Let's say a guy does bedika, and he finds the Gluska Yafifia. Right? And he destroys it immediately. Is he over Lamafreya and Ba'ira Ba'yamazin? Is he over Lamafreya on Ba'yiro Ba'yimatzei? Okay? Because now it turns out he never did bittul, right? He never did bittul, and he tried to take the practical route of actually getting rid of the stuff, but he messed up. So he failed. So now it turns out that he had chametz in his rishus, he was never mevatel it, so maybe you'll say he's over Lamafreya. He's over Lamafreya. He says, you can't say that. That's impossible. Why is that impossible to say? He says, that's not possible to say, according to this way of learning. Why? So he says, it's because, why are you not over? Because the Torah relies on chazakos. And as long as you checked in the mekomos that it's normally found, you don't have, you yotze yidei chavaso. You don't have to be choshesh that it's in an odd place. You don't have to be choshesh that it's in an odd place. Apparently, if you did a bad job, apparently he's saying if you did a bad job you might be over, but what does it mean the Torah relies on chazakos? I mean, what does it mean the Torah relies on chazakos over here? What does it mean the Torah relies on chazakos? Chazakos of what? What's the chazaka? But it turned out this chazaka wasn't right. I mean, turns out you didn't have chazaka. Something in the Shmekorah. He's saying this is Tashbisu. You did Tashbisu and you go to Yidei Chavaso. Right? No, that's his premise. So if you Mekayim Tashbisu, you can't be over by Rabbi Yimatze. That's what he says. They go hand in hand. But what does it mean the Torah relies on Chazakos? I mean, let's say there's a Chazakah that what? The question though is if bedika is to actually get rid of all the chametz, so then you can't say there's a chazaka that you actually get rid of all the chametz. I mean, there's the fact the chazaka is wrong. Turned out wrong. You read from a Sefer Torah, and then you find out there's a mistake in the end. So you don't say, well, while I started reading there was a chazaka that is good, so it's still, the kriya is still good. The kriya up to the mistake is good. It's not. It's not good. So you might be an onus if you ate meat that you found that you had a chazaka was kosher, but you might be an onus. But does that mean that you you were machlasit, right? It was accidentally you were machlasit into the rishus. Right, let's go a little further. Right, mikamei achila. So he says that's what he has to say. That's why he's saying Rashi has to learn the case of the gluska yofa, not that you are actually over when you find it. Right? Not that you're actually over when you find it. It's just that you might be over when you find it. Right? That when you find it, if you're shoho milavaro for a minute, then you're going to be over now. But he cannot learn that you were over lamafreya. Why? Because then that would mean bedika is not really good midaraisa. And that's what we were saying in the beginning of the week. That what does it mean that bedika is good? to protect you from being over by your Rabbi Yimatzeh, even on things that you missed. There's no chiddush to tell you that on that which you destroyed, you're not over. It means to say that even on the things you didn't destroy, you're not going to be over. Right? So you can't learn the Gemara to mean you have to do bittul because you might have missed something. And if you miss something, you're going to be over on it. Because then that would mean bedikah is not really good. He elaborates on it more. So he says that therefore you must learn that, but then it becomes a strange thing. It becomes a strange thing that what? That the bedikah was good, but then it could expire. In other words, it was good until you look at it and like it. Right? Why is that? Why is that? I mean, if it's a kiyum of tashbisu originally, so you consider it to have destroyed it. In other words, if it's like a destruction of the thing, searching after it. Searching after it diligently is like a destruction of the thing. So then you destroyed it. So now it's like you did bittul on it. In other words, there's two tashbisus, he's saying. There's tashbisu of bittul and tashbisu of bedikah. But why are they not equivalent? How come by the tashbisu of bittul, once you do the tashbisu of bittul, even though you find the thing and love it, you're not going to be over? Right? But the tashbisu of bedikah, you will become over. Good. And he says again, because you're not going to be over because you were yotze yidei chavaso. That comes back as a very important factor every time. Yotze yidei chavaso. Okay. Now he goes like on a side point. Now he seems to take a side point. Says what? Now it comes out like this, that according to this das, the Torah only says tashbisu, which is either bittul or bedikah and biur, on chometz yadua, or because of the chshash of mekomos that it's rogil to be. Right? But why does he say this next part? If there's no chometz yadua and no places where it's rogil, there's no mitzvah of tashbasa. Why is he saying that? What's his point over here? And then he's proving it from the case of the guska. Why? Because you say, if you did bedikah, even though you didn't do bittul, and you still have one guska left, you're not over. Unless you keep it. Therefore, you see, there's no mitzvah of hashbasa. The mitzvah of hashbasa is only on chametz yadua or makomo shirogel imatzibahen. Right. See, so now he's changing. Now he's coming back and clarifying something a little bit. Something an important thing. That when do you say you're not? When do you say you're going to be over in chametz sheni yadua? It's only chametz sheni yadua in a place that's rogel limotze, right? Right. But he's saying, if you have no chametz yadua and you have no place that is rogel limotze, there's absolutely no obligation to search out chametz because of the possibility of it being there. And not only that, even if you find it, and it turns out there was that all time, you're not going to be over. You're not going to be over. He says, because that's what the Gemara says, you're only going to be over mikana labo. Right? So that's what he's proving, saying, since the Gemara says, if you find the gluski yofa, you're not over. Right? So it must mean there was no chiyuv of tashbisu. Because tashbisu and bayirah go together. Right? So if on this gluska yofa that you find, you're not over in bayirah, or bayimatzeh, it must mean there was no chiyuv tashbisu. The only thing is, before he says you're not over because you were yotzei yidei chavaso. Isn't that a little bit contradictory? Before he says, why are you not over on the gluska yofa? Because you're yotzei yidei chavaso. Meaning you did a mitzvah. But now he's saying, even if there's no mitzvah at all, you're not going to be over. Right? Before he kept saying, why are you not over? Because you yotzei yidei chavaso. No, you did the assay of tashbisu. And you relied on chazaka, so we said you did tashbisu well. Right? But now he's saying, if you had no chametz yadua, and no makom shemachnisim bo, you don't have to do anything. You just sit back and relax. Right? So what? So when Yontif comes in, and it turns out you had chametz somewhere, so you can't say anymore that you were yotze yidei chovaso, he says there was no chova. So what does he mean by yotze yidei chovaso? What does he mean by Yosi Yechavaso? V'i efshar lefari says shekol she bodak v'lo bitel v'yachak mosa gluska yafifi over le lemafreya. So it's not possible to learn that way. Shem kain afilu bodak hu mechuliv min atorah levatel. They sofik chomet she ina matzui. They came into midrash of bitel v'al masagi yata motzi bidika of bir min atorah elikish da'aman. So that's what he's saying. He's saying the only way to learn that Bidika is good midoraisa, the only way to say that Bidika is an entity midoraisa, is if you say that if you did Bidika and found chametz in a place that it wasn't matzoi, you're not over by your rabbi matzoi. It's the only way to work it out. Because if you're going to be over anyway, then you have to do bittul. And once you have to do bittul, there's no room for Bidika. So the only way to make sense out of the sheet is to say that you have to imagine that it's possible without bittul at all, just bidika, according to the rules of bidika, which are chametz only to search in places where it's matzoi, that you have to learn that even if you just did that and found chametz in a place that it was not matzoi, that you're not over. Right? But then that requires a new definition of bidika. You can't define bidika then simply as removing every piece of chametz from your rishus, right? Because that's what he's saying. He's saying the alternative would be to say that you're over because of the suffix chametz sheino matzoi, meaning to say that the way he's learning, the Torah is not choshish for the suffix chametz sheino matzoi. I mean, why not? And so he's saying there's two ways to go with bidika. You can either say like this. You can either say that you're over by yirah, by yimatzeh on any piece of chametz, no matter where it is in your rishus. Right? So if you're going to learn that way, then you can't say bidika is good midaraisa. Because bidika doesn't require you to look in places where it's not matzeh. There's no requirement to search the entire rishus for bidika. You only chayav to search in makom shemachnisim bo chametz. So you don't even look for it where it's not matzoi. Right? So then, but what about the chshash of the suffix deraisa? Maybe it's there. So then you're going to have to do bittul. Apparently that's another way to learn that gemara. That why do you do bittul? Because of the chshash of the suffix, because of the chshash of the gluska yofa, that's not bottle. You could learn Tosus is learning that way, because Tosus doesn't learn daite iluye that you're going to be shoha. He just learns daite ilui that it's not batal. Meaning to say, why do you have to do bidika? Because you might find a gluska that wasn't batal by itself. Meaning to say, you didn't remove all the chametz chashuv from your rishus. There's a failure. You do the bidika because you're worried that it will fail in removing all the chametz. Right? That's why you have to do bittul. Because you're worried that the bidika will fail.
Why can't you hold the bidika to be everyone?
That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you only do bittul on a makom shemachnisim b'chametz. That we can't. That's a fact. The only problem I have learning the Gemara that way is, why does the Gemara say levatle v'chi mishkachas lo levatle? That implies that you weren't over. But anyway, I don't know the answer to that question. But the Ron is definitely learning like this. He's definitely learning that if you do bidika only on the places where chametz is matzoi, even though there's chametz in a place that's not matzoi, you're not over anything. So what's the definition of bidika then? You can't say bidika is getting rid of every piece of chametz. See, that's the problem. It becomes a definition problem. Then you can learn the other way of a simple definition of bidika. Bidika is in practice what bittul is in actuality. Bittul is the complete removal of every piece of chametz from your rishus, bidas and machshava, and bidika is in action. But they're synonymous, right? They're synonymous. According to him, they're not exactly synonymous. They don't cover the same ground, because bittul is on everything. Every last morsel, right? No matter where it is. But bidika is only on the makom that it's matzoi. Right? And for some reason, that's enough. So what is bedika? So what is bedika then? Why are you only chayav on the makom that's matzui sham? Why are you only chayav on the makom that's matzui sham? Because he's learning, and how do you get these two different things out of one word, tashbisu? Right? They're the same thing from one word. Smashma is coming from two different angles. The same, coming to the same point from two different angles. But what's that point? What are you achieving? What are they both accomplishing? See, it seems to me like this, that why do you look for chametz in a makom that it's motzoi, that it's regularly motzei sham? Why? Is that just a better place to look? It's because that's the shame in the reshus. In other words, what are you doing when you do bedika? Is it really a din of finding every piece of chametz? So then why are you restricted to places as motzoi? You understand? Is bedika really searching for the chametz per se? Then it should just go by wherever it could be. But bedika really is to remove the quality of chametz from the reshus. You understand? Bedika is dafka. That is the chiyav. The chiyav is on the makom that is ragali motzei sham. In terms of transforming the shame of that reshus from a makom that it's ragali motzei sham to a makom that is devoid of chametz. But makomos already have that shame. There's no obligation to do. Makomos already have that shame. There's nothing to do. You understand? In other words, you could look at it like this. He's saying the end result is that you can't be mitzdaref. You can't have the relationship between the chametz and in your reshus as an entity of tashmish. But you can go about it in two ways. Either by directly destroying the entity of chametz, saying the chametz to me universally is useless, right? Or by declaring your reshus antithetical and inhospitable to the existence of chametz, to the presence of chametz. You understand? When you have a makom that chametz is regularly motzei sham, and you leave it like that, then you're saying from the quality of the reshus, it's machshiv. The quality of the reshus is machshiv, the existence of chametz. This is a place where chametz belongs. This is a place that chametz finds a home. It's not a place that chametz is accidentally. It actually is a makom of chametz. So they're saying if you have a makom that chametz is regularly motzei sham, with actual chametz in it, and yontif starts, and sheish shos comes, that itself is the tziruf of between the chametz and the gavra through the designation in the reshus. But on chametz sheni, you do it completely. You have no relationship to it all. You don't have a relationship as long as then you don't have a relationship at all. So that's why he's saying like this. That's why he's saying, if you find the gluske yofe on yontif and you're shoha, now you have a problem. Because in fact you didn't destroy the Shem Chametz head on. Right? You never went directly to the Shem Chametz and was mevatel it as a chefza. Right, so now you're relying on it not being in your reshus because you're designating your reshus as kineged the existence of chametz, right? But if you're shoha for a moment, that means to say that again. But in fact it is here, and you see it, right? In fact, the chametz exists. So that's what he's saying. He's saying the only way to maintain the reshus as kineged the chametz is to be osek in, is from the minute you find it to be osek in the destruction of it. then you're saying it's only existing here accidentally. It's only existing here accidentally. If the minute I find it, I run to destroy it, then you're saying its presence here is an aberration. It doesn't belong here at all. But if I'm shoha for a moment, and I think about it, how much I would enjoy it right now, so then there's a lapse in your rishus. Then there's a lapse in your defining your rishus as keneged the shame chametz. You understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, the only way, if you're not going to destroy the cheftza b'machshavoso, as a cheftza on its own right, that's not good, then the only way to break the designation, the only way to remove the tziruf, there's two things. The tziruf is two things. There's the cheftza and your rishus. So you can break it in two ways. You can either break it by destroying the value of the cheftza, or by saying my rishus will not accept it. My rishus will not tolerate it. You understand? But you have to, but that's what he means that you're mekayim the mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah means that you keep your rishus with that designation the entire yontif. But if in fact there's a cheftza that you never destroyed, and the only way it's considered out of your rishus is because you're maintaining a certain type of rishus, right? B'maisa, b'bedika, and b'bior, then if you find something and you don't relate to it immediately, b'toras bior, then you're saying your rishus is roi for chametz, and immediately you're going to be chayev. Immediately you're going to be chayev. You understand? Sort of like holding a balloon under the water the whole time. You've got to, since you're not destroying the chametz be'ikr, you're not destroying it essentially, you're only preventing its emergence into your rishus by qualifying your rishus in a certain way as against the presence of chametz, as connected the presence of chametz. That's only going to continue if you continue in that derech. But if you're shoha, then you have brahm. Then you have brahm. You have to maintain the rishus. It's a break in the maintenance of the rishus. But the bittul is not from the tzad of the rishus, so it doesn't matter what you do when you see it. Right? That's what they're saying. The bittul is really better in a certain way, because bittul is essential. Essentially destroying the thing as a cheftz of utility. Bidika is better because practically you're defining your rishus in a certain way. The only thing is, so why they require both? That's why they require both. They didn't want to rely on the bittul alone because the guy might not really feel that way, essentially. So they relied on the maisa of defining the rishus as mufka from chametz. The only thing is, they didn't want to leave that as the only thing, because then when if he finds something, he's going to be worse off. So they required both.
He has an obligation for all of it.
No, he seemed to learn like this, that the only going to be chayav on chametz she'eno yadua. And the problem is, chametz she'eno yadua, you don't relate to in any way. So why should you be chayav as being machneset birshuso? Why are you chayav on chametz she'eno yadua as being machneset into Pesach, like Ram says, being meiniachit as a cheftz of tashmish, if you don't even know about it? Right? That's what I'm saying. That can only happen if you know you have a muckle through the definition in the muckle. You have to. The reason why you do the bedika is to prevent the since the chametz, since it's a muckle that chametz is regularly motzei sham. So then it's going to be considered part of your. Then it's going to be considered part of your rishus because it's in the proper place in your rishus. It's in the place that you have, that is the place where chametz exists. But then that's the only way. Apparently, it's a little unclear. I think it a little more. But he's saying the only way you're going to be chayav on the chametz she'eni yadua is because it's in a makom that's predisposed to the shem chametz existing in the first place. That's chashuv. That's considered chashuv just from the quality and the place itself. The place itself is machshuv. But if it's in a place that it doesn't belong, it's in a place that doesn't have a shem chametz, and you don't know about it, So then you're not bidas, you're not being machlisit, and berushus, you're not being machlisit. Because you can't be machlisit bidaito or berushuso. Bidaito is only when you know about it, but berushuso, he's saying, is only when it's conducive to the rishus, when it's in the right environment. But if it relates to the rishus completely accidentally, then you can't say that you're being machlisit. By the way, that's what he means that you rely on chazakos. Relying on chazakos means that if I did a bedika and I didn't find any chametz, that's enough to define the rishus. Now, this is not a chazaka that there is no chametz here, but means to say that, like the Gemara, like the Mishnah says, you're not choshesh that when you do bedika in this corner and then you go to the next corner, maybe a chulda dragged a piece of chametz into that corner you just checked. Because you can't do the Maisa Bedika at one time. The Maisa Bedika needs, the Maisa Bedika itself relies on Chazakos. Right? Because you can't see your whole Rishus in one second, at one time. So that's what he means to say. He means to say that it's not that we're relying on Chazakos that we say you're an honest if you miss something. It means to say you're relying on chazakos in the maisa itself, in terms of defining the maisa as a mokum that chametz is not regularly motzei sham. It's not like the guy who goes into a mikvah and he thought it had 40 saw, and he had a right to rely on that, and then it turns out it didn't have 40 saw. He wouldn't say, well, it's good because the Torah allows you to rely on chazakos. But that's a chazaka about whether the mikvah is 40 saw or not, and then it turns out in reality it wasn't. Factually it wasn't. Right? So you don't say, well, you have a right to rely on chazakos. Right? Over here, it's not that type of relying on chazaka. It's not a chazaka that because I thought the thing wasn't here, then we consider it not here. It means to say the shame of the rishus is dependent on the chazaka of the makom. Right? As long as I did a good bedika, you don't need no chametz to be here for the rishus to have the quality of a makom baduk. Makom baduk means I did a good maisa bedika. Maisa bedika doesn't need there to be an absolute 100% certainty that there's no chametz here. Because you can't have that. You have to just rely on a chazaka. The level of certainty is the level of chazakas here it is a question of knowledge. Here it is a question of the quality in the thing. By the mikvah, it has to be 40 saw. It's not that it has to be considered 40 saw. It has to actually be 40 saw. But by the room, it has to be considered a room that's free of chametz. It's not a question of absolute reality whether there's a piece of chametz here or not. So in terms of giving it that shame, chazaka is enough. Chazaka won't give the mikvah 40 saw, but it will give the room the shame of being not related to chametz. That means if he finds the gluska and he doesn't destroy it, that means he maintains his rishus up to this point. The rishus did not have the shame up to this point, but right now he's breaking the designation in his rishus. He's breaking the designation of rishus. Now it'll be machlis. I mean, you could learn differently. You could learn simpler. You could learn simpler by the gluska. That is yadua. You could learn that simpler by the chametz. That when you find the chametz, now it's chametz yadua. Right? Now it's chametz yadua. But as long as you're osek in the biur, you're still not relating to it as a. You have to know that as long as the minute you find it, you start to be mevayer, that's not considered. That's not relating to it as a chef of tashmish.
Sure. I mean, if you wrote the chametz itself,
isn't it? That's correct. If he waits, it's more than just the rishus. He's machshav of the chametz itself, right? And the chametz was never mevatel beforehand.
I mean, in fact, now we don't care because that was only in terms of his original.
Right, now we don't care about the rishus. You're right. You say you don't care about the rishus at all now.
The rishus was only
important when it was an ena yadua, yeah, to prevent it from defining the chametz as part of his overall rishus. But now when he finds it, now it's yadua, and he was never mevatel it. So if he looks at it and he wants it, He's going to have a problem. See, the Ramban asked the question. The Ramban says, even if it was, he says, if you can learn according to Rashi, why isn't it a problem on any chametz? You're trying, now your chatzar is going to be kona. But it's not a question. See, that's why I was trying to say it's different than that. It's not a question of the chatzar being kona. It's a question of your attitude towards the thing. That the bedika creates a certain. The bedika is really to make the whole rishus not a makom chametz. But if it is a makom chametz in fact, and you're not involved in removing it, then it will become a makom chametz.